get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
And we are the WordPress Dynamic Duo. Tim, I'm trying new things, man. We've been away for a while.
I like it.
I don't know. You may hear some things come out of us because it's been a minute, partly, and we're just getting comfortable with recording again. But today we've got another great topic: the best way to make your business stand out.
Yeah, and this is an important topic. Obviously, the world is different than it was several years ago, pre-COVID, right? So many more businesses are remote. So many more businesses are online now or trying to move online. And so you really have to create ways to stand out among your competitors and in your local niche and stuff like that. And so we're going to try to keep it generic so it applies to any type of business, but obviously there's some that are going to be a little more specific to specific types of businesses out there. So you want to go first, David, or you want me to jump in?
Absolutely. I'll kick it off. First thing we're going to say is, I know this may sound stupid and like, I can't believe this is your number one, but have a website. Tim is correct in that the world in the last couple of years with the pandemic, with COVID, has changed a lot of things. And I think it just brought the reality to small businesses or even businesses that have been in business for 50 years and didn't think they needed a website because everybody knew who they were and everybody was just going to come and patronize their business, when all of a sudden the world shut down and they had no way to make money and stuff. So first, number one, how do you stand out? Have a freaking website.
Number two on our list here on the best ways to make your business stand out is focus on value, right? So that could mean providing free value. So for like a web designer, for example, creating content, blog content, podcast, YouTube videos, whatever. And then exceeding expectations for your paid customers and clients, right? Don't just do what you're going to say you're going to do, but go above and beyond to really serve them and focus on bringing as much value as possible. So like for me with my business, my Divi product business, our membership is a big thing that we focus on. And so continuously adding more value to that membership is something that I'm focusing on. And so it exceeds customers' expectations. It makes them excited. It's like, even though they've already paid, a lot of them are lifetime members, wanting to keep them as happy as possible is ways that I'm things that I'm doing to make my business stand out. Obviously, that's going to apply to any type of business, whether you're a brick and mortar store, a restaurant, a web designer, an online business, whatever. There's so many different things that you can do, creative ways that you can focus on value, whether that's free or on the paid side, and exceeding those customers' expectations.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this next one, actually, Tim put this on the list, but I'm actually glad that it's falling in my turn, because now that I've had a moment to sit with this, you know, Tim talked about showing your face. You know, don't be afraid to show your face. And I think as business owners in the past, a lot of business owners, you know, they weren't front-facing. They weren't out there, you know, greeting the customers, shaking the hands, you know. I mean, they were to a certain extent, but they weren't accessible to all customers. Well, I think this pandemic, what it did, you know, and why it's important to be willing to show your face, and I think the lessons learned from it, is it humanizes the business. You know, for me personally, I wanted to help support small businesses in the community that I lived in. And by, you know, meeting the business owners and seeing, you know, you know, how they were doing and stuff, it mattered to me. So I think what they realized is that, oh no, you know, I don't have to separate myself from the customer any longer. You know, don't be afraid to set yourself apart, go out, meet your customers, show your face, be accessible and stuff. Show that you care and whatnot, because I think what the pandemic did was it allowed, you know, the consumer to engage with the business owner and stuff, which I think is a huge thing going forward in the long run.
Absolutely. And just to add to that, I can't tell you how many websites of web designers and agencies that I've been to, just because with my business, I'm selling products to a lot of web designers. And so many of these web designers and agency websites have really vague, generic about pages that don't show a photo of the owners or team members or whatnot. And it's like such a lost opportunity, because if someone goes to your about page, they want to know about you, about your company, not generic marketing lingo, you know, blah, blah, blah. Company strives to provide excellence and meet customers' expectations and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's right. Like just generic blah. Like that's not going to help you win a project or gain a customer. But if you show your face and build that trust and credibility, talk about who you are, as David mentioned, humanize your company, put faces to the brand, that's going to help your business stand out.
Huge, big time. Yeah, absolutely.
So the last thing on our list is be flexible. That is so important during a pandemic or times of war, is be flexible to help your customers. So the example that David brought up is restaurants, you know, doing online ordering, doing, you know, takeout when maybe that wasn't something they really focused on pre-pandemic. Providing different payment options for your customers or clients, right? Basically, you want to remove any barriers, all the barriers for your customers to give you money, right? It's like business 101,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
It's like Apple computer. Yeah. You can go into an Apple store and you can go and buy a product, maybe not the high ticket, you know, laptops and phones and stuff like that, but you can go and you can buy an accessory on your phone and walk out of the store without ever talking to an employee. It feels creepy. It feels like you're stealing something, because you go and you buy it on the app and walk out with it. But they want you to be able to go and buy something as easily as possible, right? So they're removing those barriers and they're being flexible. And I think there's so many ways that any type of business can continue to be flexible, meet your customers where they're at, so that you can help your business stand out.
Yeah, and I want to say, you know, to close this episode off, is think outside the box. My personal opinion of where the future of the world is going, you know, you've heard of these things, the metaverse, Facebook has the metaverse. There's a lot of, you know, virtual reality type kind of stuff that's going on. I'm telling you right now, people are going to be working in offices next to coworkers, but they're going to be at their house. And they're going to have a set of goggles on, and it's going to be virtual reality. So, you know, be flexible. Think outside of the box with your business. You know, sell your products and services online at a minimum, because there's a ton of businesses that shut down and lost their entire business because they did not have a way to serve their customers if their doors were shut. Now, nobody ever dreamed in a million years that businesses would be forced to close, but it happened. And to think that it won't or can't happen again is naive. So think outside the box. In the future, I'm telling you right now, you heard it here first, metaverse, we're going to be doing shopping in our grocery stores with a pair of goggles on, and we're just going to be walking down the grocery aisle, picking our groceries out, same way we do right now in person, and we're going to click a button, pay, and boom, it's going to be dropped on our doorstep. So that's the future.
Yeah, you're going to be listening to WP the podcast in the metaverse. You're going to be watching us or our little avatars or whatever as we're talking about these business WordPress marketing tips on a daily basis. One thing that's I do want to add, David, you sparked an idea talking about thinking outside the box. That is like one of the best ways to make your business stand out, right? So many people do things the same way because that's the way it's always been done. But if you find ways to make your business stand out by thinking outside of the box, that's just going to help build your brand. So like the company that comes to mind is Tesla. Like everything about Tesla is they make their business stand out, right? They don't do things the way that it's always been done. They think outside the box. They allow their customers to buy certain things online with cryptocurrency. Like not a lot of major brands do that. Everything about their products are so different and unique. And that helps them stand out. And so it's like, they're not just another car company, you know, they're Tesla.
Absolutely. All right. Well, man, Tim, it feels good to be back in the saddle and thinking outside of our own proverbial box and stuff, bringing you some value in the WordPress space. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have, do us a favor, share it with your friends, let everybody know. David and Tim are back. And they're better than ever, and they're providing, dropping some pretty good gems and stuff. So leave us a review, 5-star review only, please. If you got a 1-star review, we don't want it, you know. I'm just kidding. We'll take all reviews. We like all constructive feedback. If there is a 1-star review, or if, you know, there's something that you feel like needs to be changed, let us know. Reach out to us. We're open-minded, you know, we don't think we do everything perfect. So, let us know. Tomorrow we've got another great topic, the state of the WordPress page builder. Which page builder does Tim and I recommend? We were Divi for a long time. Are we still Divi? Tune in tomorrow to find out. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.